Hello, I'm Darren Jordan in Doha with the top stories here on Al Jazeera. China and the US have issued a joint declaration at the COP26 summit in Glasgow, promising to work together more closely to bring about real action on climate change. Both pledged to speed up emissions reductions to meet the goals of the Paris deal. US climate envoy John Kerry says cooperation is key to getting the job done. Katrina Yu has more.
This is really important for Beijing because it's helping to demonstrate that it is serious about tackling climate change. And that's after, I guess, weeks of skepticism and disappointment. Firstly, President Xi Jinping is not attending COP26. He did not even give a video speech. He just submitted a written statement. And also, before COP26, China did not submit any new targets or deliverables. So it basically just elaborated on its already given goals of achieving carbon peaking by 2030.
Belarus says the EU is provoking a refugee and migrant standoff as an excuse to impose new sanctions. It's the latest in an escalating back and forth. The EU has accused President Lukashenko of using people as a form of hybrid warfare. About 2,000 are stuck in freezing conditions on the border with Poland. More than 70 drivers working for the World Food Programme have been detained by the Ethiopian authorities. UN and humanitarian sources say they were arrested during government raids targeting ethnic Tigrayans, although the government has denied this in an interview with Al Jazeera. A day earlier, 16 UN workers were detained in the capital. US President Joe Biden says his infrastructure plan is the fix to the country's soaring inflation. New data has revealed prices have risen by 6.2% in the past year. It's the biggest spike in 30 years. A US judge has approved a $626 million settlement for those harmed by the lead water crisis in Flint, Michigan. The suit was brought by tens of thousands of residents, most of the money coming from the state, which was accused of overlooking issues leading to the water crisis. And the new team of astronauts is on its way to the International Space Station.
2, 1, 0. Ignition and liftoff.
Four crew members are on board the SpaceX rocket, three from NASA and one from the European Space Agency. The journey is expected to take 22 hours.